Jesus is coming soon. It may be morning, it may be night, it may be noon. Many are gonna meet their doom. Trump is gonna sound. Dead in Christ gonna rise, is that right? Righteous meet in the sky. Going where no man died, right? Heavenward bound. There's gonna be some members of the Holland Heights are not going, they're gonna come on evening service. And they're gonna miss it. Amen. Yeah, you might well face it. You're gonna have to be faithful to the Lord. Yeah, not just morning time. You don't never know when the Lord gonna show up. Good to be back this evening, isn't it? Amen. Turn your Bible to the book of Acts. We're going right back to Acts. Amen. Hope you guys enjoyed that. You guys, I mean the brothers and sisters and friends and neighbors. Amen. If you're visiting with us tonight, you're a very honored guest, and we appreciate you being with us. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, we hope you'll do like two did on this morning. We had another baptism after the services. Amen. And then we had some restored this morning after Bible class. And so we had a wonderful time in the Lord on this morning. So if you're here tonight, you're not a member of the Church of Christ, we pray that you will obey from the heart the form of doctrine that will save you. And that doctrine is called the doctrine of Christ. Amen. And you have to hear that Jesus died for you, his spirit, and rose again. Believe that with all of your heart. Repent of your sin. Confess Jesus to be the Son of God and then the Lord. Upon baptism will add you to the body of Christ. Baptism is where your sins are washed away. Old man died. Buried with Christ in baptism. Contact the blood of Jesus. Wash the sins away. And receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You ought to do that tonight because tomorrow is not promised. Amen. The day you hear his voice, order not your heart. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. So if you're visiting with us, you are a very honored guest, and we appreciate having you with us. In Acts chapter 1. We're studying a great book, and it's going to be an exciting study. If you want to be evangelistic minded, this book will take you there. Amen. You got to be ready for it, though, because we're going to have to say some things that are going to offend some folk. We have to call some names and talk about some doctrines. Amen. And we have to talk about right and wrong, and truth against error. And I'm going to do some of that tonight, and we'll see you even in this book. As we study the book of Acts, we're going to burn up some books. Amen. They burned some books up in this Bible. You know, our apostles turned the world upside down. And I hope through this series we're going to make a difference in the Houston area. Amen. We're going to let them know where we stand on some things. Y'all got my back, don't you? Amen. I tell my wife, keep the keys ready. Keep the car hot and running. Amen. Sometimes you got to get ready to go right there. You never know. Now, this book, like many of the books of the Bible, all of the Bible is from God. We need to get that straight up front. All the Bible, the Word of God is Scripture. Scripture is inspired. It's the inspiration of God. All Scripture is. The men who wrote it were called holy men. Of God spake and they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So what's inspired is the words, because that's the very breath of God. The men were holy men, got it, by the breath of God. God spoke through men. So you got to even be careful when you say they're inspired writers. I know what you're saying. They were holy men of God. Spake as they were moved by the one who was inspired. God is the inspiration. Not Luke. Luke wrote this book. Luke was simply a physician and a companion of Paul. Amen. That's who he was. And he writes of the Acts of the Apostle because he saw it. And he was there to write about it. And the Holy Spirit guided to make sure he didn't make any mistakes. So the Bible is right and every word of the Bible is right. Is that right? Bible is right. And if you're going to go to heaven, we're going to have to do what God say in the book called the Bible. The B-I-B-L-E. This book, the world's first book on the history of the Church of Christ. There's no errors in the Bible. There's no errors in the book. It's infallible. And there's no error in court recorded in it. This book talks about the history of the one church. And this book teaches how men and women were saved. 9,000 were saved in the first portion of this book, 3,000 on one day. And that same message is relevant today. If men and women are going to be saved, they're going to have to hear what Israel heard when Peter preached to them in Acts chapter 2. In verse 36, he said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know surely that God has made that same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter
and to the rest, of the apostles,
men and brethren,
what shall we do?
Shall we do? And men today and women today need to ask the same question. And they need to understand that Jesus is the same one who's now Lord and Christ. And when they heard this, they asked that question. Peter told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you.
In the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins.
That's the same message, men. Going to have to obey today. And the Bible said when they heard this, they baptized 3,000 of them. And they didn't wait 2 weeks. Some of our religious friends wait 2-3 weeks to baptize you. Billy Graham won't baptize anybody. You never seen him baptize anybody. T.D. Jake don't baptize people. Osteen Joel, he don't baptize. Now, Creflo Dollar don't baptize, but they'll sure take your money. You don't see none of them baptizing on TV. But if Peter and them baptized 3,000 on the same day, my question is, why would we ever wait? Somebody need to understand that the Bible is right. And here's the thing about it. Men today talk about baptism is not essential. They should have told Peter and them. Peter wasted a whole lot of folk time baptizing 3,000 people on the same day. Somebody should have informed Jesus that baptism wasn't essential. He came back from the grave talking about go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe in his baptized shall be saved. If Billy Graham right, Christ is wrong. Oh, I'm going to call names, yeah. If the guy that flies around in Houston in a helicopter right, and I went to a funeral, he heard him preach. And he said, all we have to do is pray a sinner's prayer. If he right, Peter wrong. What's his name? Hilliard. Is it Hilliard or Hilliard? He wrong. Got that part of the name right. Anytime you tell a man to pray a sinner's prayer, he's wrong. Nobody in the Bible ever prayed a sinner's prayer to be saved. Christ said in John 9:31, now this we know, God hear not a sinner. Somebody should have told Jesus. Flying around in helicopters, telling people lies, that's a lie. And the truth ain't in them. You're going to have to say it. You got to say it. You can't just sugarcoat this thing. Then when you get to the salvation of people, we don't have no time to be playing around people's souls. Amen. Tell the truth. That's what we do. We must tell the truth. And the truth of the matter is no one prayed a sinner's prayer to be saved. So none of the modern day methods of salvation are included in this book. No sprinkling baptism. None of that. Nobody poured no water on no one's head. None of the modern day denominational churches are mentioned. No Baptists in here, no Methodists, no Episcopalian, no Catholic church. None of those are in this book. They're not recorded. Somebody say, well, I don't like that. Well, it ain't about you. It's about God who gave his son. And then he recorded what he wanted us to know in the book called the Bible. You got to respect God. Now, here's what we're going to learn in verse 12. We talked about the day he was taken up this morning. Now, we pick it up in verse 12 of chapter 1 and the day of the ministry and apostleship. We're going to look at tonight why there are no apostles. Then return they unto Jerusalem.
From the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey.
2,000 yards or about 3/4 of a mile is a Sabbath day's journey. They return unto Jerusalem from Olivet, talking about the apostles. And then he says,
and when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas.
Okay, now, hold on just a minute. We're going to go to verse 13, but hold on just a minute. The apostles witnessed Christ's ascension back up to heaven up this point. Y'all remember that from this morning? They then returned to Jerusalem. Why did they go to Jerusalem? Remember we learned on this morning. Christ told them to go to Jerusalem. Go back to verse 4.
Being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me.
Now the apostles. Back we talk about these same guys. How many of them were there? 12. Should have been 12. So he said, now in verse 4, he says, being together, assembled together with them, commanded them, Christ commanded them that they should not leave where? The Jerusalem. Apostles had to stay where?
Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem. So they had to go to Jerusalem. Why? That they were? Read on. They going to
wait
in Jerusalem.
For the promise of the Father.
The promise of the Father.
Which saith he, ye have heard of me.
Read.
For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost now, not many days
they
hence.
Were going to get baptized. They're going to have a baptism. What was it called? Baptism of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. Who's going to get it? Who's in Jerusalem? Got it. I think it was 99, Highway 99 out there near Katy. The church called out there called the Church of the Apostles. Now, I want you to think about that. If that church is right, then they was in Jerusalem and they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If there's a church thing in the Church of the Apostles, then we got some men living by 2,000 plus years old. These guys, the apostles, had no idea what was getting ready to happen to them. They didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know what was going to happen. They thought Christ, we found out this morning, they thought Christ was going to he's going to restore Israel. That's what they thought. They didn't have no idea what they were getting ready to experience. Yet they kept the command to go to Jerusalem. He told them to go there. Here's a lesson for us. There'll be times in our lives we won't know what the end result's going to be. But we must do what the master said do. Right. Amen. And I remember when Peter was fishing. You remember that? In Luke chapter 5. Go over there and get that. He had been toiling all night long. And the Bible says in verse 5. Simon answered, said unto him, Master.
Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night.
He said, Master. This is Peter talking.
We have toiled all night long. Night and have taken nothing.
We didn't catch nothing.
Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.
Somebody toiling tonight. See, Peter said, Lord, we have been out there toiling all night, tossing around. He said, we didn't catch nothing. But then he said, nevertheless, at thy word. See, Christ told them to go to Jerusalem. They didn't know what to expect. Nevertheless, they went at the word of Christ. Somebody toiling and experiencing mental problems, marital abuse problems, financial difficulties, family problems, supervisor problems, co-worker problems, church member problems. You don't know what the end result going to be. But nevertheless, at God's word, we still hold on to his unchanging hand. God can make a difference, and we ought to be faithful unto death. Right. Why? That we may receive that crown of life. And a lot of times in our life, we're not going to know the end of the story. But because God said do it, we're going to do it. Amen, somebody. I think that's a good lesson. Many Christians, as soon as they start toiling and experiencing problems, they leave the Lord. Leave him. You don't leave the Lord when you are going through troubles. Yes, sir. That's when you cleave to him, not leave him. Amen, somebody. I just thought that was a good application right there. These guys didn't know what was going to happen in Jerusalem, but he told them to go up there. Like the Hollow Heights. We don't know what's going to happen 10 years from now, but we got to go, keep going, marching toward the promised land. Amen. Raise that blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Lead God's people to the promised land. Cast the vision out there where we want to be 25 years from now. Amen. Without vision, the people would perish. Got to get some vision. Yeah. Then in verse 13, let's go back there. They got good right there. Go back to verse 13. When they come in,
they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas.
Now, who was in the upper room?
Apostles.
Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas.
Bartholomew and Matthew.
Who else?
James, the son of Alphaeus.
Who else?
And Simon Zelotes. And Judas, the brother of James.
Where are they located at? In Jerusalem. Where about in Jerusalem? In the upper room. Who's in the upper room? Who's in the upper room? How many? Got it. What they waiting on? Baptism of what? What city they in? Where are they located? Who up there? Got it. You know their names, don't you? Peter, James, John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew is there, James there, Simon is there, Judas, not the one, not the other one, but Judas, the son of the brother of James. This is important because our friends, the Pentecostals, will get off base, off target, and start teaching the false doctrine that all of us must be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And you got to show sign that you have been baptized with the Holy Ghost. Now, not all of us, none of us today are baptized with the Holy Ghost. All of us who are going to be saved must be baptized in water to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The apostle was waiting on the promise of the Holy Spirit, and they had to be in Jerusalem in the upper room to get the promise. In Acts 2:36, he said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know surely that same Jesus whom you crucified is now both Lord and Christ. When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. Read.
Said unto Peter said and the rest of the apostles.
And the rest of the apostles.
Men and brethren.
Men and brethren.
What shall we do?
What shall we do?
Then Peter said,
Peter said unto them, what?
Repent.
Repent.
And be baptized.
And be baptized.
Every one of you.
Every one of you.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
For the remission of sins.
See, this baptism wasn't for the remission of sins. This was the baptism of the Holy Spirit promised to the apostles. Then Peter, if it was promised to those people as well, Peter would say, go to the upper room and you'll get the same one I got. Amen. He didn't do that.
Yes.
But the Bible said, it was for the remission of sins, you shall receive what?
The gift.
Gift.
Of the Holy Ghost.
That's what we get. The gift. You don't get the promise. The apostles got the promise baptism. You get the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm trying to make this plain so you can take it to your family. Mm-hmm. Take the CDs. People need to know this. Only the apostles had to wait for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They are waiting, but there should be 12 of them. Listen to verse 14. And they all continue.
These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication
yeah.
with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, right. and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120.
Now, the disciples were there too, weren't they? About 120 who? Disciples. This is where they get off at. They want to tell you that the 120 got the same thing the apostles got. Mm-hmm. No, it was 120 disciples there too. Right. Now remember, there were disciples, the followers of Christ, because Christ had disciples at 5,000 at one time following him.
Yes.
In Acts chapter 19, there were some disciples who baptized according to the John's baptism, but they had to be baptized again.
All right.
So just because you're a disciple don't mean you have been saved. All right. They get off track right here. There are 120 disciples there in Jerusalem, but only 12 will receive the promised baptism of the Holy Spirit. Notice in verse number 16.
Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled.
Read.
Which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus.
Read.
For he was numbered with us.
Who was numbered with us?
Judas.
Who's speaking here? Peter stood up in verse 15. Peter talking. Mm-hmm. Peter said, listen, the scripture's got to be fulfilled. Judas was numbered with us and obtained part
of this ministry.
What is he talking about? The apostleship. In verse 18, now
this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity.
Talking about Judas. Read.
And falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst.
Read on.
And all his bowels gushed out.
That's what happened. Read.
And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch that the field is called in their proper tongue, Asodama, that is to say, the field of blood.
Read on.
For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein.
Read.
And his bishopric let another take.
I'm coming back there. Read on. I want you to see the whole story. Go ahead.
Wherefore, of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us.
Read on.
Beginning from the baptism of John until that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection.
Read on.
And they appointed two. Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias.
Read.
And they prayed and said, thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen.
Read on.
That he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place.
Read. Watch it. Verse 26, where I want to be right now.
And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles.
Okay. Matthias was numbered with the 11. So now we got 11 plus 1 equal 12. Now we got 12 apostles again. Okay, now watch this. He was numbered not with the 120. Who was he numbered with? Got it. See, now watch what he's talking about. He's talking about the apostles. He was numbered with them, and we got 12 now that soon is going to get this promise, which was the baptism of what?
Holy Ghost.
There it is. Judas fell. Before he fell, he obtained a part of the apostles' ministry. Before he fell. Now, let's go back to verse 18 and take a look at the selection as this selection of this next apostle unfold. Because there are some religions falsely teaching that the apostles living today. Now I'm going to prove with the Bible that there are no apostles living today. Go back to verse 18.
Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity.
Yeah.
And falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out.
Judas betrayed Jesus. And after that, he killed himself. Mm-hmm. Didn't he? Now, in Matthew 27, go over there. In verse 1. I'm slowing these lessons down because you guys need to learn how to teach this.
When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death.
Read.
And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor.
Read on.
Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood.
Uh-oh.
And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself.
Committed suicide. Now here's a lesson for us this evening. It's a warning. If the apostles can fall, you know there's no such thing as once saved, always saved. Don't buy that. You have to live faithful unto death. Mm-hmm. That's false doctrine. In Galatians 6:1, the Bible said, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself. Here's the point. If you can never fall, you never have a need to be restored. Mm-hmm. That's just as false as a $3 bill. But here's another lesson. If you fall, get up. But here's the thing about it. When you get up, you need to confess your faults. Mm-hmm. And be like, you know what? When you, like the prodigal son we talk about. Uh-huh. Well, I've sinned against you, Lord. Uh-huh. Somebody deceiving may be like that. You betrayed the Lord through the way you live. What's going on in your life? You threw in the towel, gave up on the Lord. You haven't been coming to church. Been forsaking the assembly. Gave up on your own spiritual well-being. Throwed your hand up and said, Lord, I don't know if I can do this. Just quit. I hope I just never quit. Don't ever give up on your own soul. Keep trying. Be honest with yourself. Know what your weaknesses are. Know why Jesus died. Because all have sinned. And God commended his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. So if we wasn't subject to sin, there would be no need for Christ. Here's the point though. Fight. You know, when you fall, get up and try again. Get up and try again. Fight. The devil hits you with the right, knock you out. You ain't got the 9 count until you, the 10 count until you die. You may be looking blurry up at him. You may be seeing stars, but you got strength to get up. You say, oh Lord, I've sinned against you, Lord. I admit that I've done wrong. Just like the prodigal son, I'm on my way back home. Down on my bending knees begging you, Lord. Save this soul of mine. Please forgive me, Jesus. Listen. Yeah, let's go back. That got good too. Verse 19. It was known unto all the dwellers of Jerusalem.
Insomuch as that field is called in their proper tongue, Asodama, that is to say, the field of blood.
Read.
For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take.
Here is a case where Judas will remember for his fall and transgression. Here's another point about our reputations. It is important to protect your reputation. Because people are waiting for you to fall. Now you see, you can do a whole lot of good if folk won't remember it. Now this is a good leadership point, because Judas was in leadership. And the folk were watching, the leaders. So that when he fell from his bishopric, which is position of leader, they knew he failed. Luke is recording, Luke and them was paying attention to this apostle. So this lesson is to us as leadership. That people are looking at us. They're watching Brother Brooks. They're watching Brother Harris. Brother Williams. Brother Flowers. Brother Clem. Brother Ushers. Brothers around the table. Amen. That's why we don't want none of our brothers at a club on Saturday night and at the table Sunday morning. Somebody ought to say amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? Folk are watching. Because when you stand around this table, they consider you in a bishopric. In other words, you're in a position. I know ain't none of our brothers going down there to what they call that one? That old, this is the one the old folk go to around here. What they say? Can't remember that one. Somebody help me out.
That one.
Who, the second time around? Is that the one? The brothers don't want them, bro. Ain't nobody going to speak up? That one, y'all know Acres Home been doing it for a long time. They ain't gonna help me, y'all. Help me right along here, somebody. Ain't nobody going. They know. Y'all might well. People already done saw you go anyway. I could poll the church and they can tell me who's going to the club. Matter of fact, I can poll the church and they'll tell me which brother in here still drinking.
Whoops.
Yeah, but see, because when you didn't think they saw you going into that local liquor store right over here off of was it Montgomery or which one is it?
Yeah, West Montgomery, bro. Huh? West Montgomery, bro. Yeah.
See, when you don't think nobody looking.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Somebody.
That's right. I said, well, I just went in there to get some potato chips. Now, you know that. You ain't going to go in no liquor store to get potato chips. Huh? Go in there and get some of that new beer. They got some new beer now, man. You didn't know that? Yeah, man, that Red Dog. That Red Dog. And then they got the. Used to be Pabst Blue Ribbon. It ain't got Pabst no more, did it? What kind they got now?
Yeah. That's right.
Nobody gonna help me out. Well, I can't get no help on club, no help on the beer, no more. Y'all see the point, though. You know, they paying attention to all the leaders here to drink.
That's right.
People know it. And here's the other thing. It's kind of like Brother came from Wharton. Brother Brinkley. Talking about them different lights. Some of your kids going to tell it. Some of your children can't hold water. They'll tell everything. All I got to do is start talking. Now tell me about your dad. What are you doing? Well, Brother Brooks, he... See, that's what them... That's right. Don't you go castle with Brother Brooks. That's what they want. They don't tell him no castle with me because I'm going to ask him about you. Yeah, you ought to tell it on your daddy. Tell it on him. If he got some beer in that thing, get home tonight, beat him home. I know if a brother leave here about right after the invitation, you know what they're trying to get to. That they trying to get to the refrigerator. Catch him at the door, bro.
Oh, that's good.
Let me get back to this. I think that's relevant to talk about that, though, because, you know, when we start talking about trying to get things decent and in order, we got to understand that in leadership, we have a certain responsibility to the church to live accordingly to the scripture. Now, nobody's perfect. All fall, we know that. But one thing about it, church, one thing about it, we understand if we fall, there's a way up. Another thing is we don't want you to kick us when we get down. If a man is trying to live right, amen, pray for us. Amen, somebody. Amen. Your brothers ought to say amen right there because you go, well, you know, we don't know who's going to fall. Amen. You don't never know when you're going to fall either. Amen. Yeah. In verse 21, he said, wherefore, if these men that which have accompanied
with us all the time, that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us.
Now, here's one of the qualifications to be an apostle. The individual had to be with the other apostles all the time. Now, here's my proof that none of them are living today. Because they had to be, notice this, wherefore, of these men, they trying to pick the next apostle. They said, of these men which have accompanied us with us all the time that the Lord went in and out among us. No one living today meet this qualification. If they do, like I said earlier, they 2,000 plus years old. Look at the next verse, 22.
Beginning from the baptism of John.
They had to be with them from the time John started baptizing people. And that was before Jesus died. So if there was an apostle in Houston, he was in Jerusalem, but he was with Jesus before he died. Now, this is not hard for people to understand. You know ain't no man that old. Nobody living that was with Jesus that day. Listen to the Bible. The Bible is going to prove that nobody is an apostle today. Must be. Notice what he said. They were beginning from the baptism of John until the same day
that he was taken up from us.
He was with them up to the same day he was taken up. Must one be ordained
to be a witness with us of his resurrection.
Notice this. He had to be a witness of his resurrection. In Mark 9:1, the Bible says there'll be some, Jesus told them, there'll be some of you.
And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power.
See, the apostles was there. They witnessed the resurrection. So for a man to be apostle today, he had to be there at the time John started baptizing all the way up to the point of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, y'all know and I know. There's nobody off of Highway 99 that qualified. So how can there be a church of the apostles? The apostles didn't die for the church, Christ did.
Yes, sir.
It's the church of Christ.
That's all right, brother.
Verse number 23. They appointed
two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias.
Now, right there, of all, only two out of all of them there met the qualifications. Verse number 24.
And they prayed and said, thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen.
Read on.
That he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias.
Now, and here's the thing. Jesus chose the first 12. That one position that was open had to be chosen by Jesus. Now, Jesus is not picking apostles anymore. Jesus done died, done been buried, and rose again. And when he ascended, he went back to the right hand of the Father. And he's sitting. And he's now our mediator. He's not choosing apostles. He's calling sinners. Come unto me. All ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Who's he calling? Calling those sinners. Come home. That's who he's calling. He's not choosing apostles. Apostles were chosen. And the one that fit the qualification was a man named Matthias. You know me and today living, that's an apostle. And he gave forth the lie. See that? And it fell upon who?
Matthias.
Matthias was numbered with who?
With the 11 apostles.
There's your apostleship. That's easy. It's amazing that men will come and tell people that they are an apostle. When you can read this simple story, tell that no one qualifies to be an apostle today. So what is Jesus doing? He's calling sinners. He said, go in the world and preach what? The gospel to every creature. He that believe and is baptized shall be saved. And you know what? I had a large class of visitors today. Honest people in the room. Man, you know, most people just want to be a Christian. They don't want a bunch of foolishness. They want to be a Christian. Maybe you're here tonight, you say, I just want to be a Christian, preacher. Well, the gospel, that's all it'll make. Christians. Amen. And the book of Acts is going to be a good book for you to learn what Christians did in the first century. And this book will tell us how Christians were saved, how they became Christians, how men and women became Christians, simply by hearing all those stories. Or how the Savior came from glory, gave his life on Calvary, save a wretch like me. Hung in between the thieves, one on his left side and one on his right. And there they hung him up there with the nails in his hands and in his feet. Who was up there, Brother Brooks? It was Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. And there he hung, stretched, to save a world of dying sinners. And Jesus stayed on that cross 6 hours. And there he died for you and I. And they pierced him in his side. Out came the blood that will wash my sins away. Out came the blood that will purchase his bride, his church, the church of Christ. Acts 20 and 28, he purchased her with his blood. There on that cross, he gave up the ghost and told the Father he had finished. It is finished. When it was finished, he died for me and he died for you. And I heard that old story one day. Believed it with all of my heart that Jesus was the Son of God because I wanted to be a Christian. You want to be a Christian today? Believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Repent. Even though I want to try to do better than I've been doing. I want to be a better daddy and a better father, a better mother, a better husband, a better wife, a brother, better grandmother, grandfather, better child to my mama. And God knows we need some better children. Amen. To our mamas. Amen. And we need some better mamas to our children. Amen. And some better daddies to our children. But ask me, what's going to make us better? Lord, I just want to be a Christian. When you want to be a Christian, that'll make you better, won't it? You'll go home and take the red dog out of the fridge because you're a better Christian. You want to be a better person. Yeah, amen, somebody. You don't go back to club no more because you say, I just want to be what? Christians don't go to clubs. I just want to be what? Christian. I'm repenting now. I'm going to change. That was the old man. That was the old man. You find you some new friends. Find you some Christian friends. Yeah, that's what you do. Go find some Christian friends. Find some people that'll go fishing with you. Yeah, go find some folk that'll go fishing with you, some clean stuff. Go hunting with you. Be your coach. I got a coach. Yeah, I got a coach. I've been hunting here lately. Got a good Christian friend to hunt with. But see, sometimes you just got to admit you don't know what you're doing. Yeah, You got to humble yourself. It takes a lot of humility. Sometimes when you just don't know what to do, be a Christian, you just got to go and say, I just didn't know what to do. I remember I was like that when I was hunting deer. And I missed one. I missed him. I shot at him and missed him. Then I went to my coach. I said, Coach, what should I do? He said, son, sit right here. And when they come, you watch them. And I did what the coach said, because I repented. And I did what he said. And guess what I did? I got me a deer. Took him home to my family. Eat some sausage. What do you say, bro? Get you a good Christian friend. See how Christian friends can help you. Yeah, a good Christian friend. I got a good Christian friend to help me learn how to hunt. But then my Christian friends, sometimes they mess up. See, that's the good thing about a Christian friend. They don't expect no more out of you. Than
that's right.
We all just trying to do what's right. Isn't that right? And so my Christian friend, the deer came his way. And he missed him too. And so I just said, that's all right, coach. We still friends. Yes. See how much joy it is to be a Christian. That's what I want our young people. It's not square to be a Christian. It's a good thing to be a Christian. You can have a fun time being a Christian. And then if something happened to you, you die, you're all right with the Lord. You know, it's easy to live a good life when you got some good people around. That's right. That's why we got Christian friends. Somebody want to be a Christian. You say, I do that. We got a Christian family right here. We want you to be a part of it. And you heard that good story that I told you about Jesus. Believe that with all of your heart. Repent. Say, y'all ready to be a Christian today. Now I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Guess what you must do? You must answer. Say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Why would you do that? Because you want to be a Christian. And then once you want to do that, once you make that confession, we're going to baptize you. Why are we going to baptize you? Because Christ said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And that's how Christians became Christians. That's right, in the Bible. They were baptized in water for the remission of their sins, Acts 2:38. And guess what? We have some water, don't we? This water is for people who want to be Christians. That's who it's for. And if you hear you say, I just want to be a Christian, we say, well, good. The water's ready. Clothes are ready. Jesus says, I stand at your door now. If you'll come in, you got to open the door. He ain't going to open it for you. He said, if you open, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. I have a relationship with you. And then you have a family. We'll be your family. Is that right? That's good right there, boy. That's good preaching. That ought to get a raise. That's good preaching right there. It is. When you tell, you can't, ain't no better thing to do. You can't pay enough for that message right there if it's your soul. Somebody said, I want to be a Christian tonight. We want you to be one. Amen. If you're not a member of the Church of Christ, you need to be a Christian because you're not a Christian unless you're in the church. Amen. There's no Christian in every church. Now, some people will tell you that, but you'll never read that in the book that we're talking about. There was only one church to be a member of. It's the Church of Christ. So when you say they're Christian in all churches, you're saying that it's another church. There's only one church in the Bible. The Church of Christ. So where are the Christians at? In the church. Acts 2 and verse 47. Praise God, have faith with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The saved are in the church. And they was called Christians first in Antioch. And Lord, I just want to be a Christian. Amen. I've said enough, haven't I? Amen. Y'all didn't have to say it like that. They said, amen. That means I've said enough for you to understand. We could go on and on for people who love the Lord. But would you be a Christian tonight by coming down here and giving your life to God? Be a member of the Church of Christ. And then you have some Christian friends in your life. And go back and tell all your old buddies. They used to drink, I ain't coming back. I ain't coming back. They said, man, you've been drinking and partying with us before. Said, that was the old man. I'm coming. I'm a new man now. I ain't coming back. Take that Budweiser can and do like they did Brandon. You take it and bust it open. I ain't drinking no more. Some of these brothers worried about that now. I'm talking about, man, I got to do that. You want to be a Christian, you do. Got to give it up. Is that right? That's a good lesson. Who going to come? Those who are not members of the Church of Christ. Those who were baptized before, but you're in another church. You got to be baptized again, according to Acts 19. And then members of the church who may have fallen, like Judas. Don't kill yourself. Get up and say, Lord, I've sinned. And I'm coming home. Because I'm just a Christian. Somebody want to be a Christian? Come as together we stand and sing that song right there.
Lord, I want to be a Christian.
We're about.
In my
come
heart.
Come on to him.
In my heart.
Lord, I want to be a Christian.
Lord, I want to be a Christian.
In my heart.
In my heart.
Christian tonight, come on to the Lord. Lord, I want.
Lord, I
just want to be a Christian. That song made me want to
be a Christian.
Where about?
In my heart.
Is somebody's mama want to be a Christian tonight?